thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We've been talking to a couple of players who will be part of the World Poker Tour's World Championship, which is going to be down at the Wynn here in December. And last year, given out 15 mil and pumping it way higher this year to 40 million guaranteed. And on that note, we welcome back to the program Vince Van Patten. Actor, tennis player, host, pickleballer. We'll get into that as well. And Vince, because no one ever has, I'm going to introduce you as, of course, you know him as Pete O'Connell from Bracken's World.
Wow. Hey, how's it going?
Has anyone ever introduced you that way before?
Never. No, that's, I don't know. That's obscure. I don't know how you would possibly know that.
Wikipedia. But,
okay. You know, I was a child actor, so I did a lot of different roles and stupid little parts in all the shows. But that was one. That's interesting. Yeah, it's good to be here. It's good to talk to you.
So, you know, the thing I love about this, too, is that it's always, it goes across all countries, cultures. Everybody understand what's going on. You don't have to explain it, do you?
What's that, poker?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, now I've been doing the World Poker Tour for 21 years now. Before that, yes, we had to dummy up, Mike Sexton and I, and explain, hey, this is called Hold'em. Two cards down, three up, bet, blah, blah, blah. But now the whole world knows it. I love it that it's just kept growing bigger and bigger. Everybody loves the game of poker. It's probably the only gambling game you can actually win at because you're playing against other people. And the house is just taking a rake. So you could actually beat it. And that's why so many people love it and are attracted to it.
By the way, one of my favorite movies all time, I've probably seen it 20 times at least, is High Anxiety. When you were a kid watching your dad die in the car with the blood coming out of his ears, were you laughing your head off or did that hurt?
Yeah, my father, you know, Dick Van Patten, was in that film and he was hysterical. I mean, everybody that Mel Brooks hires is great. And that was a funny, funny scene. And I just saw it about 3 weeks ago. And yeah, you can't stop laughing. It's great.
So we also remember you, not just because you were a child star and an adult star, but you were, I was a tennis player, the number one guy at my high school. Who gives a damn? You were actually a real tennis player, like top 25. Talk about maybe, if you can, playing Johnny Mack.
Yeah, top 25 in the world, and I played out on the circuit for 10 years. Beating McEnroe, I beat him twice. I lost him three times, but it's great. I had a good game, a good matchup against him. I watched him play and studied where he would go during serves at certain situations. That helped. And I was just kind of zoning, peeking. And to beat him is great because he goes nuts, and he did go nuts, and he tries to stall for 5 minutes, does all this stuff. But it was a thrill of a lifetime. I beat him twice in Japan, and I bump into him all the time, and now we're kind of friendly, and he doesn't forget it. He hates to lose.
When you were at that Wimbledon in 85, and here's a 16-year-old German kid, unseeded, Boris Becker, takes the sport by storm. Who did you eventually, who did you beat and who did you lose to? Are these names we know?
Yeah, well, you know, I hated Wimbledon. I didn't like grass at the time, to play on grass. So I won my first two rounds. I'm in the third round, and I lose to Anders Jared in like four sets tight. He's a Swede. He's ranked seven in the world. I get beat by him. And I'm going, damn, I was playing pretty good this time. I could have just got by him. I didn't. But Jared goes on to the semis. Loses in five sets to this young kid named Becker, who I watch play, and I go, uh-oh, that's ridiculous. That's serve and a forehand. Anyway, and then Becker goes on to win the tournament at 17 or 18, and that was the explosion of Boris Becker. But, yeah, he was a great player at that time.
You know, growing up, I'm just a couple years younger than you. It just seemed like every 4th of July there would be at least one American in the males in the men's final and one American in the females final and maybe even more. And everybody would, even the foreigners, they'd all go to Bollettieri or whatever. How are we? I mean, Coco Gauff looked good for the women. That's nice. But how are we doing? Yeah. How are we doing with American men's tennis?
It's crazy. Yeah, when I was playing, there was 20 guys from America in the top 50. You know, we were really up there, and McEnroe was one, and Connors, blah, blah, blah. But it's just tough to repeat. I mean, we've had Roddick. I'm sure we've had some other, you know, terrific players, Marty Davis and not Marty Davis.
Marty Fish.
Marty Fish. And, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe the rest of the world is so hungry that they need it a little bit more. Americans have sort of everything. Even if you're not, even if you're kind of poor, you still have a lot, it seems like. And some of these other countries that they're coming out of, they're just desperate to get out and play. And that's the ticket. So maybe that extra 5 to 10% of desire propels them to be a little bit better. I mean, that's the only explanation I can have. Plus, they also, around the world, they play on clay a lot. And that does round out your game even more so. Americans just strictly play on hard court and not as much clay. So maybe that's a reason.
I also got to throw this at you. I was hearing Bill Burr the other day talk about how what he loved about Dragnet is these character actors would play different guys, sometimes like back-to-back weeks. And Medical Center, you were three different little kids. Bonanza, you were two different little kids. I mean, what was that like? Gunsmoke, you were two different kids.
Yeah, you're right, because you could do one series, you could do one show a year. Other than that, you couldn't, because you were on that as a character. And so it was exciting to do different shows like that and to play different roles. And that was the way it was back then. And now they're not, you know, now TV is completely different with the streaming and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was great. I did all those shows. And, you know, when people were stars back in the 70s and 80s, they were big stars because you only had four, five, six, you know, channels.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's 100 channels, more product, but if you're a star, you're not quite as big. Now, that's the way it was. So when I was working with Chad Everett, you know, on TV, he was a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
My father, Dick Patton from Eight Is Enough, he couldn't walk down the street without people mobbing him. So it's a little bit different today.
No doubt. All right, before we let you go, too, pickleball, not surprised you're good at that, although as a former tennis player, it really takes a lot of getting used to. There's no, you know, bounce back. You got to provide the power. It's a very loud sport. During the pandemic, it certainly took off. Tell us about your pickleball prowess, please.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, I gave up tennis 2 years ago. My wife said, let's get a pickleball court in the backyard because the grass is not growing. And I went, okay, whatever. I couldn't stand pickleball or the thought of it. But I'd start playing a little. We built the court. I built the court for her. And then I start playing, and I hated it the first 5 times. After 10 times, I'm hooked. It's like a cult. I mean, it's fantastic. I put down the tennis racket. That's all I do now. I've been playing serious professional tournaments, senior pickleball tour, over 50. You know, we call it the ibuprofen tour, because everybody's stiff and tired. But I'm ranked 6 in the APP, in the world, in singles. And I was the oldest. I'm the oldest player to ever win a 50 and over pro event. And now I'm driving to Vegas now to play a doubles event, PPA. That's another big tour with Ben Johns and all those guys. Listen, the game's exploding. Anybody can play it. It's so much fun. It's so social. So I'm in love with it.
At least you're not walking like 7 days to Vegas. You're driving.
Yeah, 7 days to Vegas. The movie we made. We're going to do a sequel, by the way. But you know, I'm going to be in Vegas in December. I just want to mention, of course, with the World Poker Tour, it is exciting. We're putting up, there's going to be $40 million guaranteed at Wynn Las Vegas. We'll be there for 3 weeks, but the big event is $40 million. So that means the winner's probably going to get 20%. That's $6, $7 million. So everybody's going to come out to play that. I'm going to play it as well, and it's going to be a great event. I just invite everybody in the world to take a shot at the big money.
WinLasVegas.com and, of course, WPT.com for more information. Vince Van Patten, good stuff, man. Thanks for coming on again.
Pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.